Suppose you hear in one of the towns the Lord your God is giving you, one of the towns, like that big town in Michigan, huh? That some worthless rabble among you have led their fellow citizens astray by encouraging them to worship foreign gods. It's amazing how many people are worshiping foreign gods up there. In such cases, you must examine the facts carefully. If you find it is true and you can prove that such a detestable act has occurred among you, you must attack that town and completely destroy all of its inhabitants as well as all the livestock. Then you must pile all the plunder in the middle of the streets and burn it, put the entire town to the torch as a burnt offering to the Lord your God, that town must remain a ruin forever. It may never be rebuilt. This is pretty tough, isn't it? But what is it? What is he trying to say to us out of this? It is so important that you put me first in everything you do. Is that what he's trying to say, Debbie?
Yeah.
That's what God is trying to say. You must love me. Sharon, you can't love any other God besides the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that, girl? And ain't nobody, Edna, do you believe that? Okay. In other words, don't let nobody deceive you. I don't care how slick they are, if they come and try to deceive you, remember that if somebody comes in trying to get you to go worship some other God, who is it that's testing you? God. God tests us. Does he put us to the test today under the new covenant in many ways? Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, in other words, when you first start praying for people, the first one or two or three you pray for, when you start working, man, they may get instantly healed. Wow, this is so easy. Anybody ought to be doing this. My goodness gracious. And then the next one comes in and say, well, I got a problem. Say, well, wow, let me pray for you. No problem here. You know, I know the God that heals. And you go over there and you just touch them. Say, be healed in the name of Jesus. And nothing happens. And a week later, still nothing's happened. 2 weeks later, nothing has happened. Then you say, okay, God, let me pray for him again. And you try it again and nothing works. And then you think, okay, what did I do wrong this time? He said, you're going to have to go back to the Word and find out. See, the first couple times I did it show you that I'm really here. But now then you got to get back in my Word. I'm testing you to find out, are you going to get back in my Word? Or are you just expected to be this easy? If I left it this easy and everybody you went by and touched and said, in the name of Jesus, be healed, you would become worthless to me. You know that? I wouldn't learn nothing else. I would never read the Word again. If I could just walk by and say, be healed in the name of Jesus, and she got healed. Or I could walk over here. This boy was sick or had bad legs, and I could just say, be healed in the name of Jesus. He got healed. You think if it happened every time I did it, you think I'd ever spend any time in the Word?
No,
I'd just like everybody. I'd be a lazy, worthless nothing. You know? I mean, as long as it's working, why learn more, right? But that ain't the way God wants it, is it? He wants you in His Word, just like Dave said a while ago. And at John 15, he wants you in his Word. He wants that intimacy between you and him. That's what it's all about. And if you never in the Word, then you've given the world. You've turned yourself over to the world instead of God. And so he's going to love you through that for a while. But if you don't change, eventually he's going to have to kill you. You know, you're not going to live out your full life. He'll be merciful to you and kind to you and let you go a long ways. But sooner or later, you're going to walk outside of his protection so far that the enemy's, which is out there to steal, kill, and destroy. You'll get out there far enough that the devil will just say, oh, okay, I'm just going to wipe you out today. And he killed you. And you say, God, what happened? He said, well, you got out from under my protection. You wasn't with me. You was out there all by yourself. And so the enemy killed you. That's one thing in Vietnam we never did. You never get out there at night or any other time by yourself. You went with a platoon. You know, you didn't go with one guy. You know, you didn't even get in an airplane and fly off one airplane. You flew off with a bunch of them. You know, you had some powers where you could see what was going on. Because if you went out there one man, I guarantee you, your chances of coming back would be nil. You know, they'll get you. Verse 17 and 18. Keep none of the plunder that has been set apart for destruction. Then the Lord will turn from his fierce anger and be merciful to you. He will have compassion on you and make you a great nation, just as he solemnly promised your ancestors. The Lord your God will be merciful only if you, what?
Obey
him. And make and keep all the commands I'm giving you today, doing what is pleasing to him. So, do you think it's important that we please God?
Yes.
What if you don't? What are you going to get from the Lord? You going to get nothing, are you, brother? No, you ain't going to get nothing. You know, I just can't think about not pleasing the Lord. Bill, when you're working men and they're out there doing something for you, if they're doing everything you tell them and they're pleasing you and they're drilling those wells or whatever they are, if they're doing it just like you ask them to do it, are you happy with those boys?
Reward them, yeah.
And you reward them, yeah. You pay them, right? But if they don't do nothing you like, they're not going to be there long, are they?
No, they're gone.
They're gone, yeah, that's right. And that's the same way with God. God ain't no different. The only difference between Bill and God is God's a little bit more patient than Bill. I know how we are as men. We ain't going to put up with it for 4 or 5 years doing nothing. I mean, if they don't, you ain't going to put up with that either, are you, Betty? Now, if they don't produce pretty quick, you're going to have to let them go. That's just the way we do business, isn't it? Yes, you just don't keep people that doesn't produce. Now then, let's go from here to 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 through 18. I want to show you something here. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in a way that pleases God. As we have taught you, you are doing this already, and we encourage you to do so more and more. Now, do you see any conflict so far between this and what it says about serving God than what we read in the Old Covenant? Both of them's about the same, aren't they? In the Old Covenant, he says what he's going to do to us if we don't put him first, or if he sends a prophet out there and he don't teach us to serve him and walk that straight and there, we're to kill the prophet. Isn't that something? And if we don't do it, what do you think he's going to do to us? He's going to kill us, or he's going to come down with some kind of sickness and pain. I guarantee. Now, then he says, for you remember what we taught you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, let's see if he tells us anything. Verse 3 and 4. God wants you to be holy. I can't imagine that, can you? I mean, the church don't really understand what holiness is. They do not understand that holiness is walking in perfection with God, obeying everything he says in his word. We read, be ye holy, and just read on over it, and just go on and do what we want to do. We go out and cuss and raid and get mad and slap people around and do all kinds of wicked things. But God says, I want you to be holy. So you should keep clear of how much sexual sin?
All.
Obviously, the church has never read this. We have people that come to church that are living in sexual sin. You know what I mean, Keith? They do that up in Des Moines too, right? They do it up there too? Yeah. God wants you to be holy, so you should keep clear of all sexual sin. Then each of you will control your body and live in holiness and honor. Our bodies are to be holy before the Lord. Well, let's see what he says here. Not in lustful passions as the pagans do in their ignorance of God and his ways. Then never cheat a Christian brother in this manner by taking his wife, for the Lord avenges some of the sins. Oh, that's not what that said, was it? The Lord avenges how many? So that means nobody gets by with sin, does it?
Right.
Just think, since we're talking about sexual sin, I don't care if you're young or old, if you're involved in a sexual sin with somebody that you, and anytime you have sex with anybody you're not married to, that's a sexual sin.
Amen.
Now then, if you're involved with somebody that you're not married to in a sexual act, guess who's standing right there watching you?
God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, if we only knew that. Oh, that would that change the way we done business? In other words, Bill, if you was when you was a young boy, if you was out there fixing to do something you know your daddy told you not to do, and you thought, well, me and my buddies will do this tonight, and God and daddy will never know, and you walked into a place and you were fixing to do something, maybe you was going to hold up the guy and take some of his money or candy or whatever, and all of a sudden you looked up there and there's the dad standing there. Did everything just change? Yeah, I mean, yeah, you ain't going to be involved because the daddy's standing there, right? And if he sees you do something like that, he's a holy man. You know what he's going to do to you all the way home, don't you? But just think, God is watching us, and we don't have a clue. If we had, we'd have been better boys, wouldn't we? Absolutely, yeah. We would be better girls too, right? When you realize that God is watching you, and when children learn this, they become better children because they know that God is watching them. Not enough mothers and fathers teach your children that God is watching them. You know, He loves them, but He will discipline them. You know, He will. You know, and they need to learn that God disciplines, because if they grow up not learning that that's where the discipline's coming from, whenever they do things, and then they get big and they go out there and they do something stupid, and then they really get chastised big time by the police or whatever, they don't realize that's God. And He's doing that because He loves them. Well, they find that hard to believe. But He says, never cheat a Christian brother in this matter of sexual immorality by taking his wife, for the Lord avenges all such sins as we have solemnly warned you before. If the Lord does take care of ever sexual sin, then how many things have you ever gotten away with in your life that was sexually? None. He was watching you every time. Now that once you get married, God blesses you. Isn't that something? God blesses the sexual, that is your wedding present from the King.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Lord, This is Beyond Anything I Can Imagine, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.